Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message. Don't forget to get your presentation together for Show and Tell the fifth Sunday in March. By beginning now, you will have adequate time to prepare, so you will be prepared to make a good presentation. Everybody is invited to meet me this Wednesday at Greater Grace Missionary Baptist Church at 6 o'clock p.m. for an Ash Wednesday service. Ash Wednesday is a religious service that marks the beginning of Lent, a period of self-denial, examination, repentance, and contemplation in the 40 days prior to Easter. All members and family day is the third Sunday in March this year. Be sure to invite a family member or friend who is not going to church to come join us on that day. Also, spread the word around to any members you haven't seen lately to remind them of this special day. I would like to hold another financial workshop for members and friends on Saturday, April the 25th. Let me know if you know of any conflict with this day as soon as possible. And now, just a few fine points from yesterday's message, Call According to Purpose. The scientific evidence continues to mount and increase to support the conclusion that life as we know and understand it could not have evolved anywhere in the universe by chance. By chance, I mean of natural causes, undirected and unaided by anything outside of itself. If that were the case, then the purpose for humanity's existence would be undefined. We could conjure up a purpose, but it would be no more valid than any other purpose someone else would put forth, because none of them would be real or true. They would simply be something we tell ourselves to explain, justify, and validate an existence which has no purpose. But the evidence points to a creator who made the universe and everything that is in it. In one way or another, this creator, who we call God, is responsible for all things. And we know that whatever is created with a reason or purpose. So, it is only within God we find our true purpose for being. The scripture tells us that all things are working together for good for those who love their creator and are fulfilling the call for their purpose as given by him. Some things are good and some things are bad. Some things enhance life and others destroy life. But no matter what the outcome for us personally and physically, they are designed to benefit or be good for those who love God and are called to fulfill his purpose. So then, life is not meaningless or purposeless as it would be in a self-made universe. There is a meaning and purpose to and for everything that happens, because God is at work in people, places, things, and events, accomplishing his will and pleasure for what he has created. And part of his will and pleasure is for a portion of humanity to emerge as images of his Son, Jesus Christ. So, no matter what may come our way, just know that God is at work and working things out for the purpose of preparing a people for a holy, heavenly, and otherworldly eternal life with Him. Look for our Sunday School preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday School daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.